I'm Giorgio Riello from the Global History and Culture Centre at the University of Warwick, and I'm here today with Kiel Choi, who is an art consultant based in New York. Hello, Kiel, first of all.
Good morning, Giorgio.
The object that we have chosen looks to me like an 18th century print.
It is indeed. It was published by a rather large publishing concern in the mid-18th century by called Robert Sayer. And he was a printer, publisher of popular prints, particularly groups of prints sold in albums. And this came from an album of 20 illustrations of the Emperor of China's palace at Peking, and specifically his gardens.
Sayers was based in London.
Sayers was based in London. That's right. That's absolutely correct. And he was a prolific publisher, if that's the way to put it. And through his publications was disseminated a great deal of information, not just about China, but by a whole host of subjects, both geographic and cultural.
Now, this print clearly represents not a European landscape. Do you want to tell us something about what is in the print itself?
The print is one of 20 in the album, published in 1753. But it was based upon another album of copper plate engravings, which were produced earlier in the 18th century, by Matteo Ripa, who was an Italian Jesuit artist resident at the court of the Kangxi Emperor. And the views in Ripa's album, there are 36 in number in that sense, and they illustrate the Emperor's Kangxi summer palace. Mm-hmm. And the illustrations are themselves based upon paintings that were commissioned by the Kangxi Emperor.
So we're talking here about print that is mid-18th century.
Correct.
That is based on drawings done in the early 18th century.
Correct.
That is are based on paintings.
Correct.
That are probably done
Correct.
Slightly
Correct.
Earlier.
In this particular situation, two sets of prints mediated the subject matter from the originals. And the originals were Chinese paintings commissioned by the Chinese Emperor.
Tell me now a bit about the Jesuits and why a Jesuit was there and why a Jesuit was in China as an artist.
That's a good question. The Jesuits were, at the time that Cesare Ripa created this set, about 1713, were highly influential. And the Kangxi Emperor, like all the Qing emperors, were very interested in, as it were, competing intellectual groups. It's a counterbalance to the influence of the Han intellectuals who were at their court. On the Jesuit side, the Jesuits were interested in being at the Chinese court simply to be able to have the opportunity to propagate the faith. And they used artistic and scientific aspects of Western science and Western art, which the emperor was interested in, as a way in to the emperor's favor and position at court.
About specifically Cesare Ripa, do we know anything else apart from the production of this 36 plates?
Well, what's significant about Ripa's illustrations based upon these Chinese paintings are highly important because they were the earliest copper plate engravings made in China.
I see.
So Ripa is actually credited with introducing the technology of copper plate engraving to China. There had been a long tradition of printing in China in woodblock,
yes,
but not on copper plate. So it was pretty revolutionary. And the court had taken a real interest in it. Later in the century, the Chinese, the court itself, would produce rather important copper plate works, but in Western style, or in a hybrid style, as it were. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us what is described here? First of all, I see we're facing both the original Ripa and the mid-18th century print, and there are actually some differences.
It is the Sayer copy is as interesting for the differences as it is for what's the same. Ripa was an Italian. He came to England in 1724. And he brought several copies of his copper plate book or
I
album,
see.
One of which entered what is now the British Museum eventually, and one of which is today in the New York Public Library. which may or may not have passed through the hands of Lord Macartney, who conducted the last embassy to China in the 18th century, or the last English embassy to China in the late 18th century. But these prints were highly influential, and not the least because they were, the images themselves were disseminated through popular illustration by Robert Sayer. Mm-hmm. Okay. What they illustrate are the gardens or the landscape around the Summer Palace in Jehol. And they were influential. They were influential upon designers and particularly on landscape architects. So there is some suggestion among landscape historians that these were highly influential in developing the picturesque landscapes of the 18th century.
I see.
And particularly what they call the jardin anglais, which meant a Chinese style garden.
The Chinese style garden.
With gazebos and chinoiserie gazebos and such. And this print reflects that because it's been kind of prettified. The legend on it is the hanging rock that looks down on the fishes, a pleasure house under a fine pendant rock raising over a river that abounds in fish, which is in fact an English translation of Cesare Ripa's own annotation, which originally was in Italian, beneath the his own copperplate engraving.
Gran pietra che guarda I pesci.
Correct.
From the other
correct. Part. So we know absolutely that the Sayer was taken from an original Ripa.
Very interesting, this connection. Now, to highlight the differences, I mean, the most striking difference is the vessel in the middle.
Correct.
Of this, what looks like a lake.
Correct.
Why do you think they decided to insert, in fact, two vessels?
What I find very interesting is that it emphasizes the horizontality from lower left to upper right. A Westerner wanting to... thinking that there was something wrong with the picture, or that it was slightly out of, it was not something that he was used to, would have added those to emphasize the Western perspectival aspect of it, or to an illustrative or design mode that he was acquainted with or familiar with.
Hmm. It's interesting also the insertion of the animals.
Yes.
And also the fact that the vegetation is much more abundant.
Correct.
Especially in
correct.
The front.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Ripa's illustration is somewhat severe. There are no animals except a few
and
birds.
There are no people.
And there are no people.
Yeah.
Right.
You can see that the final one, they inserted also people.
Right. Again, they tried to, in effect, to prettify the landscape. And the Jardin Anglais is very much a pretty style of landscape architecture. And it was designed to be that way. So one can see the precedence here for that.
So we can say that starting from painting, passing through the Ripa's prints, and then passing through mid-18th century, the Sayer's prints, we go all the way to gardens. So we have an influence over English gardens via a series of prints and paintings.
Correct. And I think what's interesting is that, you know, the mid-18th century was... it was a period of great activity among printers and publishers. A lot of information, not just about China, was disseminated. Disseminated through the engraving, which were cheap to produce and cheap to obtain. So they were highly influential, and I think that this small object, and it is by no means a grand object, I sold it to the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts. And I sold it because I knew that they had a copy of the Ripa.
I see.
I also sold them a single sheet because that's all I was able to obtain. But in fact, to make the connection between the original Ripa and between Sayer's copy, you only need one print. Mm-hmm. And so it was a very, there was a very real synergy between me and the librarian at the Peabody Essex Museum over this point. But I think that this speaks... it's a narrative or a story on many levels. It's a narrative of the influence of Western art on Chinese sensibilities, the introduction of Western printing technique, and therefore the dissemination of knowledge in China itself. And thirdly, it's the influence and importance of the great publishing houses of London and Paris in the mid-18th century. And also, the printers printed things because people wanted to see things, they wanted to know things. Mm-hmm. So there was a great thirst of knowledge. There was a thirst for knowledge and facts. Mm-hmm. And they regarded these as being factual.
How did you come to know the relationship between the Ripa early 18th century and the mid 18th century? Did you already know Ripa? Or?
Yes, I did. And Ripa was quite an interesting guy. He was Italian. And after he left Britain, he went back to Italy. And he never went back to China. But he brought, either with him or shortly thereafter, four Chinese religious, or young men. Mm-hmm. And he founded what is apparently the oldest sinological university or institute mm-hmm. in the world, or in the West. And it was somewhere in Italy. It escapes me.
It must be Naples.
Right, right. And Ripa was known for this. So, and he brought with him a huge library. Ripa was not the first Jesuit to bring Chinese men mm-hmm. to the West, but it was his sort of this, and the point was to educate them and then send them back to China. I do not recall how successful he was at either the education mm-hmm. or the return to China, but I do know that he felt that they were, he was their patron. And he was determined to see that their education was complete.
Now, Gil, concluding, how rare are these prints?
The Serres prints are quite rare. Mm-hmm. Quite rare for having been mass-produced in the 18th mm. century. But they were very cheaply produced, and as such are probably very ephemeral, which is why they have become rare today, or mm-hmm. they are rare today. The Ripas are obviously even rarer.
Yes, of course.
Right. And there are very few copies of that. There are very few copies of that.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. Absolutely.
Well, I hope that was helpful.